Text number 32, is that right? Or 32, 11 chapter 32 till... Acha, all these are... okay, so... Okay. So... So four verses and purports, right? So which one was yesterday? What's that? Okay. Okay, 33. So 11 chapter text 33. Yeah, so important verses are there. Very wonderful verses, important verses Krishna spoke. So 33, Tasmad Tvam Utishta Yasho Labhasvam Jitvam Shatrun Bhungshva Rajam Sambridam Mayaivaite Nihatam Purvam Evam Nimita Matram Bhavam Savyasachim Tasmattam Uttishtayasho Labhasva Jitva Shatrun Bhukshva Rajam Samriddham Mayaivaite Nihata Purvameva Nimitamatvam Bhava Savyasachin Tasmattam Uttishtayasho Labhasvam Jitva Shatrum Bhukshva Rajyam Samriddham Mayai Vaite Nihata Purvameva Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin. Please chant. Atamuttishtaya shola savas Yitvashatum bhungsha rajyam samriddham Mayai vaite nihata purvameva Nimittamatvam bhava savyasachin Tasmattamuttishtaya shola bhasva Jitva Shatrum Bhungsha Rajyam Samriddham Mayai Vaite Nihata Purvameva Nimittamatram Bhavyasa Vyasachin. Matajis? That's one. Tasmat, therefore, tvam, you, uttishta, get up. Yasham, fame. Labhasvam, gain. Jitva, conquering. Shatron, enemies. Bhongshvam, enjoy. Rajam, kingdom. Samridham, flourishing. Maya, by me. Eva, certainly. Ete, all these. Nihatam, killed. Purvameva, by previous arrangement. Nimittamatram, just the cause. Bhava, become. Savyasachin, O Savyasachi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Therefore get up, prepare to fight and win glory, conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Purport. Savyasachin refers to one who can shoot arrows very expertly in the field. Thus Arjuna is addressed as an expert warrior, capable of delivering arrows to kill his enemies. Just become an instrument. Nimitta matram. This word is also very significant. The whole world is moving according to the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons who do not have sufficient knowledge think that nature is moving without a plan, and all manifestations are but accidental formations. There are many so-called scientists who suggest that perhaps it was like this, or maybe like that. But there is no question of perhaps and maybe. There is a specific plan being carried out in this material world. What is this plan? This cosmic manifestation is a chance for the conditioned souls to go back to Godhead, back to home. As long as they have the domineering mentality which makes them to try to lord it over material nature, they are conditioned. But anyone who can understand the plan of the Supreme Lord and cultivate Krishna consciousness is most intelligent. The creation and destruction of the cosmic manifestation are under the superior guidance of God. Thus the battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of God. Arjuna was refused to fight, but he was told. Arjuna was refusing to fight, but he was told that he should fight in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. Then he would be happy. If one is in full Krishna consciousness and his life is devoted to the Lord's transcendental service, he is perfect. Om Ajnana Timedandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantigam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalan Sri Gurund Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijavano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Tasvantam mutishta yashoda bhasva jitva shatun bhunksva rajam samridam mayaivaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. Therefore get up, prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O savya sachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. So here Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that ultimately he is the cause of everything. As in previous verse, he is explaining that his time, or the time as manifested by him and by the will of the Lord and the effect of time, everything in this world has come into being and it stays for some time, and then everything will be destroyed. And so he's explaining to Arjuna also that all the soldiers here on both sides, they're already slain except you, the Pandavas. So by my will this is all happening. But here then in this verse now he's saying nimitta matram, as Prabhupada is explaining, this is the significant word in this verse, nimitta matram. The cause that you can be an instrument. Nimitta mantra means that you will be the instrument, you can be instrument, my instrument in this fight. And so if you are preparing to fight, then you will be you will win and you will be glorious by my mercy. So it's encouraging, as we know, Arjuna, at one point he was not ready to fight and he was bewildered seeing all these great warriors on the other side and his superiors, actually, like Dronacharya, Kripacharya. So they were Gurujan superiors and so teachers, spiritual master. So there's no question of fighting against them. It is mentioned in the scriptures, not even a verbal argument should be there with the superiors. So one should always be in a humble mood and respectful and ready to execute the order of the superior. But here he was fighting against his superiors, so he was not ready. But then he surrendered to Krishna and he understood that this is also Krishna's desire. And the Bhagavad Gita is being spoken to Arjuna for ultimately, of course, our benefit. So it is important point to note that we are very insignificant. So we hear this again and again, and we even speak to others that we should try to understand that we are not the doer. And that everything is done by the will of the Lord. But even we have the experience, even as a devotees, in our life and in also dealing with other devotees, and still we many times also forget that we are not the doer, and we are doing the things and we are thinking, I'm distributing so many books, or I'm the president, or I'm this and that. And we are thinking that we are actually doing everything. So, but we are very insignificant, and by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we are able to do something according to our capacity, also ability, of course. Different persons, they have different nature and different abilities, just like here also Arjuna. So he was a capable warrior. So of course he's an eternal associate, but even amongst the eternal associates, the different natures are there, and different abilities, capabilities, according to the Lord's will. And so even then, for the, of course, the conditioned souls who are in this material world and have a certain nature, due to contact with the material world also. So this spiritual nature is there, and spiritual qualities, spiritual abilities and capabilities, which are natural when one is on the spiritual platform and connection to the Supreme Lord. And this is the real nature, the spiritual nature. And then there is the conditioned nature, for those who are in the modes of material nature, the conditioned souls, and even those who are then trying to become perfect by taking shelter of the spiritual master and Krishna. But in the beginning stage, the conditioned nature is still there, and under the modes of material nature, and the spiritual nature is not yet developed. It is there, but it is in dormant form. But by the process of devotional service, when one is understanding that I'm simply an insignificant servant of Krishna, and if one is then executing one's service according to the desire of Guru and Krishna, then one's spiritual nature will be more and more revealed, and the spiritual qualities, capabilities, abilities will be fully manifest, and then one can properly serve Krishna according to his desire. But those who are not yet so advanced, so they are in the conditioned state, the sadhakas, and so they have then their nature according to the modes of material nature, but everything has to be used in Krishna's service, and then one becomes purified, and one can advance more and more, and then realize one's nature. So we always have to be... the advanced devotees are fully aware that they are very insignificant servants of the Supreme Lord. And so they are completely dependent on Krishna, on the spiritual master, fully taking shelter of them. So even we can see in the lives of the great souls who have many transcendental qualities, like Srila Prabhupada and his spiritual master. So they were, of course, fully transcendentally situated, and so through them, then Krishna is actually working, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you can see that they are never taking credit. Like Srila Prabhupada, he always naturally was then in his possession as the eternal servant of Krishna. And one of the symptoms of a devotee is that he is very, very humble, respectful. He doesn't think that he is doing anything practically, even. We can see. So Prabhupada used to say that I have no qualification, but it is all the mercy of my spiritual master that I am able to do anything. So several times he mentioned that. So he's not thinking, the pure devotee, that he's doing. But he's endeavoring, and he knows it is by the mercy of my spiritual master, it is by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, it is by the mercy of Krishna that I'm able to do anything. Because they've realized their nature as insignificant servant of Krishna. And then when one is in this consciousness, then one is actually being empowered by the Supreme Lord according to his desire. Some are more empowered than others according to Krishna's desire also. So we should And even some statements are there by great souls that, for example, one beautiful verse is there by one of the previous acharyas also, that saying that he's saying that I'm always trying to remember Krishna and endeavoring to serve him, but I'm not capable of doing that. And one other verse is describing that the pure devotees are always thinking about Krishna, they're speaking about Krishna, they're serving Krishna, but they are never feeling that they are actually capable of doing anything. So this humility that is actually required so that we can then become perfect. And of course at the beginning everyone is, when one is coming to Krishna consciousness, being in this material, having been in the material world since long time, yes, and then being actually always put into various awkward situations, then one is coming ultimately to the point that actually I should surrender to the Supreme Lord, and then understanding he made an surrender. And then usually, as Krishna is explaining, that those who are in distress, they will surrender to Krishna. And many times it is like this, that if one is very much distressed and not successful in life, then one is understanding his insignificant position, and he will then surrender to Krishna. And then in a humble mood, because he understands that he's very insignificant. But in the beginning, even the humility is not mature. But but when one is engaged in devotional service and is becoming more and more purified, then the humility actually becomes pakka, becomes ripe. And when the realization is not there that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, the practical realization, that the humility is also not actually ripe. It is called kacha or immature, or even the faith. In the beginning it is komal, it is very soft. But then after it becomes ripe, when one is realized on the transcendental platform, has practical realization, that is not this body. So that has, that state actually has to be attained, and then the real humility will be there, the strong faith will be there, the full surrender, the actual surrender will be there. In a conditioned state, the humility is not ripe, the faith is soft, and the surrender is also conditional. And on that platform, so one is actually not being, one is not able to be completely an instrument in Krishna's hands. So we have to try to become more and more purified in existence so that we can be a proper instrument in Krishna's hands. And then things are going according to Krishna's desire, and of course difficulties are always there, and therefore we can see that even the pure devotees, they have to face difficulties in life. We can see even the Pandavas, who are pure devotees, they have to face so many difficulties, but they are always fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, and they understand that everything is happening by Krishna's will, even if sometimes it is very unpleasant, very difficult. Like they were supposed to become, Yudhishthira was supposed to be the emperor. But then, so they lost everything. And they were exiled for 13 years. So 13 years is quite a long time. And Krishna was there by their side. And they were actually fully surrendered to Krishna. But still for 13 years, they had to be in exile, and it was, of course, they are surrendered. So, from one point of view, so they were properly situated and they were feeling transcendental happiness, but at the same time, that is part of the pastime, we may serve the Lord. So they were, so hardships were there in their life in exile, and they had also some grudges against their cousins, Duryodhana and his brothers, which was natural, because they were in exile and they were supposed to be kings. And so a king, so he needs a kingdom. And so they were, even at one point they were asking just for 5 villages, and Duryodhana was saying, no, nothing we will give you. So they were kshatriyas, and they were like, especially Bhima and Arjuna, who were very strong and courageous, and for them it was a very, very, very difficult situation. Very difficult. They were kshatriyas, they're supposed to be ruling the kingdom, and they didn't even have one village for themselves. Nothing. That nothing. They were wandering here and there. And then from 1 year, they had to be incognito, they're supposed to be not known where they are. So it was a terrible thing for them, from one point of view. So as kshatriyas, so the kshatriyas, they need to do something, they need a kingdom, or they need a place where they can be and they can control the things and show their strength, their prowess, and so then they have some self-esteem. But they could not be in that position, so it was difficult for them, very difficult. They were surrendered to Krishna, and so they could actually tolerate, although it was difficult. But the pure devotees, they can do anything for the Lord, and they can tolerate any situation, and they will never give up the lotus feet of the Lord despite the greatest difficulties. So this is all then, of course, there to teach us how we should be in this world. So we have to be fixed and understand that Krishna has his plan. Also this morning in the Srimad Bhagavatam was there, I was asked to give in Hindi, and there it was about Prithu Maharaj, and he was prepared to kill Mother Earth because she was not giving the grains and was not supplying the things for the praja, for the people in the kingdom. And there was a reason also, because there were many persons who were not abiding by the law of God. So therefore Prithu Maharaj was chasing after her, ready to kill her. And we know that the woman should not be harmed, even if they do something wrong. All people, brahmanas and children, are not to be punished, even if sometimes they do some mistake. But at the same time, sometimes they may also be punished. So Prithvi Devi, she was saying, and she was taking the form of a cow, because the cows had to be worshipped also. But then Prithu Maharaj was still chasing her and taking out his sword, ready to kill. And then she approached him and was pleading to him and saying that, I'm innocent, and she was explaining, and then of course Prithu Maharaj controlled himself, and so he's an empowered incarnation of God. So then it is mentioned there in the verses, sometimes the activities of the Lord, they appear to be contradictory, and so sometimes it is not easy to understand why Krishna is doing certain things. Even here with the Pandavas, it was very difficult to understand how Krishna could allow that. And he's the Supreme Lord. How he didn't do anything against that. It was great injustice towards the Pandavas. And so there also in this Prithu Maharaj and Prabhupada is explaining the purport that Krishna, he has a plan. And it is not always easy to understand Krishna's plan, but we should understand he has a plan. And same with the Pandavas, they could not understand what is going on here. But still, because they were pure devotees, they had faith in Krishna, and they were accepting the situation. Of course, they had no other choice, because it was Krishna's will. And so many times we have to also face this situation. And then it is a kind of test also for us, and so we have to try to pass the test and not become angry at Krishna. Many times you can see the devotees who are not yet so advanced. And for example, we have heard in Gujarat, many years ago, there was one time an earthquake, and so many people died. And there were some riots also many years ago there, and many people died. Although they're very pious in Gujarat, and they're believing in Krishna. But at the same time, when these things were happening, so the fate of many became actually very much shaken, and they were saying, why this is happening to us? And we are worshipping Krishna, we are worshipping God, and this is happening to us. But in this material world, we have to understand that difficulties are always there. It is the nature of this world, and it may be a test of Krishna. It is simply the nature of this world, and sometimes this karma fall, it is there. It is the reaction to previous activities. Of course, one may say, and it is said, if one is surrendering to Krishna, then Krishna will actually protect us, and the reaction to past activities, sinful activities, will be destroyed. This is true also, but at the same time, we have to still also undergo some reaction to previous activities. It is mentioned just like when you have a fan. So if the fan now is not running, but very soon it will get hot. And then we start the fan, and then the fan is running. And at a certain point, maybe in the beginning, it gets hot, and then evening it is little cool, so then we want to turn off the fan. It takes maybe 1 minute if the fan is going very fast. If the fan is not so fast, it will take half a minute to stop. So if you stop the fan, it will take a little time. And so similarly, if you surrender to Krishna, so then still some reaction will be there. Some small reaction will be there to our previous activities that is there. But then also, even if we are surrendering, because our surrender is not complete, sometimes you may perform some aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Dhamma aparad, and even for that then there may be some reaction also. Because of that, still some difficulties may come, but we have to simply tolerate, and we have to go on and pray that we may come quickly to the transcendental platform, and then there will be no more reaction due to our own activities because of not being completely surrendered to Krishna or properly situated. But even if we are properly situated, it is the nature of the world that problems are there, and that again we have to tolerate. Or sometimes it is just Krishna's will or pastime, as it is mentioned here also, that ultimately it is all Krishna's will, this material world and whatever is happening. But the living entity, so he has also some independence. Krishna is supremely independent, Swaraj, but the living entities, they have some independence. They can choose to either surrender to Krishna or to be independent, try to be independent of Krishna, although that is not possible, ultimately. But if one is not surrendering to Krishna, then one is under the influence of the external energy. But the proper situation is to be acting according to Krishna's desire. Without any desire anyabilash for our own gratification. Krishnendriya priti. So everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna's senses, not for our own sense gratification. Therefore, nyabilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam. So our devotional activity should not be covered for the desire to gain something, or even for the desire of becoming advanced. No, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. Anukulina Krishna anushiranam. Anukul bhav, favorable mood. Anushiranam, Krishna anushiranam, according to Krishna's desire. So that is uttam bhakti. So we should try to come to this platform gradually of pure devotional service. But again, that will take some time. But we have to practice to be an instrument, to be a puppet in the hands of the spiritual master and Krishna. Of course, we have to endeavor, we have to use our intelligence, and we have to pray to Sri Guru and Gauranga and Krishna so that we may be properly situated. And if the spiritual master is there, we have to act under his guidance. So that is very important, because in the conditioned state we don't always know what is Krishna's desire, what Krishna wants me to do. So therefore we take the help of the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru or the Shiksha Guru. The guide has to be there who is helping us to make the proper decisions so that we are properly situated according to Krishna's desire. And then we can progress nicely, and then Krishna is satisfied, and when Krishna is satisfied, then we'll be satisfied, and ultimately the whole world will be satisfied. So if Krishna is satisfied ultimately, and those who are surrendering to Krishna will be satisfied, but those who are not surrendered, they cannot be satisfied. Of course, in the conditioned state of those who are not surrendered, sometimes there's sukh and sometimes there's dukkh, sometimes there's happiness and sometimes there is distress, according to one's activities, according to the influence of the three modes of material nature. So we should try to understand what is Krishna's plan. And as Prabhupada is explaining, that this cosmic manifestation is a chance for the conditioned souls to come back to Godhead. So Krishna's desire is that we should surrender to him, and so that we may then be able to go back home to Godhead. So if one is devoted to the Supreme Lord in full Krishna consciousness, then he is considered to be a perfect. So the perfection of life is actually realizing the beautiful transcendental form of Krishna. And then when Krishna's form is realized, then our transcendental form, as eternal servant of Krishna, and our relationship with him will also be realized. So that goes hand in hand, God realization and self realization. So if one is realizing Krishna, then one will realize one's own nature. So that goes together. If one is realizing one's own nature, then one will realize Krishna. It is not possible to be God realized and not realize our nature. So we have to try our best to be instruments in the hand of Sri Guru and Gauranga and Krishna. Of course, the spiritual master is not always present, and it is not always clear what Krishna wants. So therefore, we take shelter of the Vaishnavas. Also, Hari Guru Vaishnav. We take shelter of Krishna, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnavas also. Especially those who are senior, those who are experienced, So, and then we can understand what is Krishna's desire, and then we are protected, and then we are properly situated, and then we can be blissful. But still, difficulties are always there in this world, even if we are properly situated. But we have to simply push on, and the difficulties are coming and going, and we should not be disturbed. But we have to execute our service. We have to do our duty for the satisfaction of the spiritual master and Krishna. So that should be the situation. That should be the mentality, as Prabhupada is explaining. So we have to understand Krishna's plan and try to act according to Krishna's plan as an instrument in his hands. So our life is perfect. And so Krishna is Sachidananda Swarup, so is of course always engaged in these wonderful pastimes, especially in Braj, the highest realm with his eternal associates. But then so many expansions of Krishna there in the different planets, and they're all these expansions of the Supreme Lord, they're also absorbed in their pastimes with their associates, and then this material world is manifested, and ultimately by the will of the Lord, and to give a chance to the conditioned souls to become perfect. In their spiritual life and go back to the spiritual world. So that is that is the goal of life, to become perfect and always absorbed in the service of the Lord. So by nature we also full of bliss and knowledge. So even on the transcendental platform, the different emotions are there. That is explained in the act of devotion. Vyabhichari bhavs are there. 33. So the permanent access is there, sthai bhav, that we have a relationship with Krishna. As for example, in the spiritual world, Golok, which is the highest planet. So we all, mostly we want to go back to Golok Vrindavan, not to Vaikuntha. As all our acharyas in our line, they are all associates of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual realm, or of Krishna Balaram. So we are desiring also to go there. So this permanent relationship is there as a friend or servant of Krishna, or even beloved of Krishna. That is known as Thai Bhav. The eternal relationship, the permanent relationship. Also, of course, Madhurya Ras is there, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras. So that is the permanent relationship, as friend or having Vatsalya Bhav, parental affection. But then there are other emotions which are coming from the eternal associates, or even from those who are becoming perfect, or those who are advanced in the spiritual realization, and they are known as Vyabhichari Bhav or Sanchari Bhav. So they are coming and going. So therefore you can see that even the Pandavas who are eternal associates, or the Brijabhasis, or any of the eternal associates, sometimes they are also feeling transcendental happiness, and sometimes they are feeling some sadness and anger. And sometimes they are unhappy and morose and bewildered what to do. But Krishna is in the center. So these are the pure emotions. It is mentioned in Active Devotion 33, transcendental emotions which are coming and going, just like the waves in the ocean. Sometimes the pure devotees also, they are happy, and sometimes they are unhappy, sometimes they are morose. So it is there. But Krishna is in the center. And the underlying thing is there, the transcendental bliss of the ocean. It is like an ocean, and the devotees are practically, they are swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss of love of Godhead. But then these different emotions, which are just like waves, just like in the ocean, also they're waves. Sometimes very big waves, like a few years ago there was a big wave, tsunami, and there was some great havoc created. So in southern India, Puri side also there, except Puri was protected because Jagannath is there and Sudarshan Chakra was protecting, but all around there was devastation. Many people died and many lost their homes. So sometimes even the emotions of the devotees, the pure devotees, they're so strong and that is like almost, they're almost becoming devastated. Like the gopis after Krishna went to Mathura, they were practically devastated. Or the Pandavas, when they were in exile, especially Bhima and Arjun, they were so perfect Kshatriyas, they were devastated to some extent. And they were like burning with anger. But Krishna was in the center, so it was transcendental. So only the pure devotees, they can understand the pure devotees and all these emotions. And but the neophyte devotees or the materialistic person, they cannot understand. And sometimes they will see one devotee is becoming angry. Even sometimes to Prabhupada also, one time he was speaking and he was chastising his disciple, and one newcomer was there. Why are you becoming angry? Saying at Prabhupada. So, but transcendental anger is there. And so, but then they can control. So like that. So whatever is our situation also, we have to always be very tolerant and humble and respectful, and just see that it is all Krishna's plan. It is all Krishna's mercy, although sometimes great difficulties are there. And we don't understand what is happening now in my life. But we simply have to continue and get up and fight. Don't go down if the difficulties are there. Sometimes difficulties are there and devotees, they become so perplexed, they stop chanting and they sometimes give up Krishna consciousness also. But no, we have to remain fixed and utishta, and then get up and just continue, although it is sometimes very difficult, but we have to continue, and then after sometimes things will be alright. Sometimes, and for us mostly, Krishna is merciful because we are like small bachas, small children. And small children, so like the parents, they see some difficulties there and they're helping the children. And so our difficulties are mostly quite small. But then the devotees who are more advanced, sometimes they have to undergo more difficulties. And the pure devotees also, their difficulties are almost unimaginable sometimes, what they have to undergo. But they are fixed completely. And they simply continue, no matter what is happening. So that should also be our mood. We have to continue despite all difficulties, remain fixed and do everything for Krishna's pleasure. And this will be an instrument. And understand it is all Krishna's plan. And we may not understand why things are happening, but we have to simply continue. And after some times, we will understand maybe, or Krishna will show us why things are happening, or even if he doesn't show us what to do, but it is just everything Krishna's will. And we just continue and chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Any questions? Everything very clear? Yes. Microphone?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a very nice class. Not taking credit when you do something good is okay, but when something goes wrong, then how a devotee should look at it?
Yes, that is a very important point. I wanted to mention that, but somehow, some other things came up. But it is good that you brought that up, because that is important. So, if the things are working out nicely, And we always want that, naturally we want that everything is going nicely. We can distribute many books and we can take nice care of the temples and should be no problems. And then the other Prabhupada are saying, well done Prabhuji, well done. And then then we should, at that time the devotee will say, yes, it is the mercy of Prabhupada that things are going on nicely, it is mercy of the Lord. So that should be the mentality. If things are working out nicely, then it is the mercy of the Lord, or the spiritual master, our own spiritual master. And but if the things are not working out nicely, usually it is better that we think, well, it is due to my not being able to surrender, or I have not the proper mentality, therefore I'm not able to distribute many books and things are not working out nicely. And then, it is due to my not being able to fully surrender. So that is the proper mentality for a devotee. If things are not working out, he'll try to take the blame, and he will not blame others or the spiritual master. So that is the proper mentality. Of course, at the same time, we may also see that sometimes it is also the will of the Lord that things are not working out. So that is, many times it is there. Things are not working out, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it is due to our inability to surrender. Sometimes it is the will of the Lord also that things are not working out for some reason, as we just explained. Sometimes we cannot understand and we are wondering why this is happening, or even sometimes book distributors, sometimes they're distributing many books and one day they cannot distribute so many books for some reason. But it does not necessarily mean that they were not surrendered. But sometimes there may be some other reason. Maybe Krishna wants to just show them that, yes, you have to always remain humble. Whatever. So different reasons may be there. So it is not necessarily that if things are not working out nicely, that it is our fault. But it is good mentality to think that due to my not being able to surrender, things are not working out nicely. So that should be the mentality. But it is not always the case. Or sometimes you can see some devotees have a problem. Maybe one devotee is breaking his leg. So the devotee, he will think, well, I have done some mistake, that's why this is happening to me. But for example, then we can see some other devotees, what should be their mentality? So they should feel compassion. Oh, this devotee he broke his leg, we should help him. But then sometimes you can see some devotees, they will immediately come up. He has done some aparad. You have done aparad, that's why this is happening. But not necessarily. But many times you can see. I mean, practical experience I've heard and seen many times. But it is not always like that. Maybe there, you know, maybe even from previous life, or maybe in this life it may be there, but maybe not. It is also the nature of this world that things are not always working out. And we may think we should have the mentality, it is due to my offense, due to past sinful deeds. But it is the nature of this world. Just like, for example, even Nityananda Prabhu. So this Jagannath and Mahadev were there. One of them threw some broken piece of one clay pot and hit him on the head. So we cannot say it is your right. We know he's the Supreme Lord. And of course it is the Leela. And therefore the devotees were thinking, oh, man, Nityananda is hurt. Nobody was thinking that it is due to his karma, he's got it back. He did something wrong. So he got it back. No, because he's Nityananda, right? He's the Supreme Lord. So similarly, when something is happening to the devotees, we should not think that he has done something wrong. Of course, if one is in a position of, for example, a parent or the spiritual master, so then it may be, or the spiritual master especially, it may be revealed because he knows everything, if he did something wrong or not. He may then say, you did something wrong. But in our case, if you're not perfect, so we should always be in a very humble mentality and respectful and try to see the good and be positive rather than try to see the fault and be, and it's, that sense be kind of negative. So of course it is sometimes fine line but my humble suggestion is better to be more positive and always see that it is the nature of the world and try to then help others. So that should be our mentality. And things are working out, it is definitely always we should see the mercy of the Lord. And Prabhupada never took credit for what he achieved. He was always saying it is by the mercy of my spiritual master or Krishna. So we should not take credit. If things are working out nicely, it is the mercy of the Lord, and we should be thankful that we are being used by Krishna. Nimitta matram, we are an instrument in the hands of Krishna, and so by his mercy we are getting some glory. Others they may glorify, we did so much, so like that. And so if something wrong is happening, we try to take the blame, but it is not necessarily always that it is our mistake if something is not working out. Sometimes it is just meant to be like that. Is that all right? Anything else?
This is verified in the purport. When Prabhupada says, the scientists will often put forth, maybe it was this and perhaps that way.
Yes.
But actually, we also tend to do that. Maybe yes. It was this, perhaps it was this. Better not to speculate.
Yes.
Better just to accept, this is what Krishna gave me this time. He has a plan. I can't figure it out what to do.
Yes, yeah. We have all this experience, right, Mataji? Yes. Anything else? Any more questions? Yes, one. Or comment? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. You explained everything very nicely, and Mataji also mentioned right now from the Prabhupada. I just have a little comments. I memorized that Prabhupada says on that particular things, in a different aspect we face so many problems in a different times. So if we can tolerate and cooperate in any situation and accept the things as you explained, nimitta matra, and if we tolerate and cooperate, everything is all right. So yeah. This is only the key Prabhupada says for our movement. We have seen in throughout Prabhupada's life, Prabhupada tolerate and cooperate in so many things in early days, disciples, how Prabhupada adjust rooms, how Prabhupada adjust cookings, everything. So that's what I understand.
Yes, nice point about that. Of course we have to cooperate also, because many times amongst devotees different opinions are there, and that is actually a very good point. And Prabhupada was saying just before he left that you love, after I leave, he was saying, your love for me will be shown by how much you cooperate with each other. Together, cooperate. And, many times we also have seen that two devotees are there, and then each one has his own view, and then many times it is my way, or no way. And then they have their opinion, and they feel that, well, you know, so he should have the same opinion or the thing. So that is another, of course we can see in the conditioned state, so that one will, the conditioned soul is confident in his own abilities and is not able to appreciate others. But as a devotee, the devotee is humble and is respectful, and he will try to understand. If somebody has another opinion, he will try to understand the other opinion and try to see that he can cooperate. So it is an important point. We have to cooperate with each other, even if sometimes you may have a different opinion. Of course, then we may have to discuss and with other devotees also. And then we have to maybe make some adjustments and some compromise also with each other, so that we can cooperate with each other and serve Krishna and Srila Prabhupada nicely together. So there should be no ill feelings, even if sometimes there's different of opinion. But many times it is not happening, and so then we may say that we may see that it is lack of humility, lack of respect, lack of ultimately surrender. But not always. Sometimes it is also, as we say, we cannot understand, and sometimes it is just like that. Different of opinions, and then sometimes even sometimes there is no direct solution is there, but we simply have to continue, and after some time things are also sorted out, but not always immediately, but eventually everything is going on by the mercy of the Lord. And so if you are humble and respectful and try to understand the other devotees' feelings and mood, then everything should be all right. A good point that we have to cooperate. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, one more? Okay, last.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very nice lecture. One point I am thinking, for the case of pure devotee, it is told ki whether we get liberation or we get sarga or we get narak, it is all the more same. We only want to serve the Lord. Acha, at the same time, almost every pure devotee has a will ki he will be liberated. Acha, so sometimes it happens, as it happened with the Draupadi. I have read from the scripture that Krishna was knowing the situation, but he was waiting for the call of Draupadi to help her. So in these situations, although our heart has the desire to be liberated, at the same time we tell ki it is all the same what we get, and we will not express our desire, kindly liberate me. In this complex situation, what is the true way for a devotee?
Yes. So, as Mahaprabhu has said in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Shikshashtakam, so, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishwari Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitu Kitvai. So, that I'm not desiring anything of this world. No wealth, or no followers, no beautiful woman, no. So I only want to be engaged in your devotional service, birth after birth. So even I don't want liberation. So I simply want to be engaged in the service of the Lord. So that is the mentality of the devotee, and that is the situation. The of course natural position of the devotee is to always serve, and so then we don't have to think about liberation. It is the rightful claim then, of course, even. So if you're serving Krishna always, then practically we're already liberated. So therefore we don't really have to think about liberation. But at the same time, Prabhupada has also mentioned, in the conditioned state, we may sometimes also say and try to think in this way, I have to become liberated. I have to be free from the three modes of material nature. So that is not unhealthy, and that is also not wrong. Or even in the case of Draupadi, she was in so much distress, and usually the devotee, he will not even ask for protection, because he knows that Krishna will protect me. He doesn't ask for any food or anything, he knows Krishna will give. But sometimes if one is in a difficult situation, then one may cry out to the Lord, like Draupadi, please save me. Although she knew Krishna will save, but at the same time, as Dushasana was pulling her sari, and she didn't have the strength, she was not as strong. And then she let loose. And then she was calling out to Krishna. So someone may be saying, well, she's asking for protection, so she's not a pure devotee. But then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Anyabhilash Ita. That he has explained that this is a usually the devotee has no desire, and he will not ask for protection or for liberation, nothing. But sometimes in a very difficult situation, he may call out, please help me, please save me. And still it is considered pure devotional service. So she was calling out because it was a very difficult situation, and there is no harm in that. So So therefore even sometimes the pure devotees will cry out for help, although usually they don't. But sometimes in some very difficult situation they will call out, and there's no harm. So what to speak of the devotee who is in the beginning stage, so it is natural for him to pray, "My Lord, please help me. Please free me from my material desires. Please let me advance. Please let me become perfect." So that is also not wrong. So we don't have to worry about that. So, but we always desire to serve Krishna in whatever position we are in, and try to advance more and more. Alright? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.